You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. As always, my co-host is the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, and welcome back to the friendly confines in the lap of luxury that is WEMU Studios.
If it were only luxury, then it would be more fun, but it's pretty fun as it is. Well, Ingrid Bergman's face will be the face of the Cannes Film Festival. Some say Cannes, but the film industry seems to say Cannes. And the Cannes Film Festival is coming up May 13th. Through 24th in the resort
she's
of
been away passed away from like 30 years ago.
Yeah, in 1982 she passed away on her birthday in 1982. This is the 100th anniversary of her birth.
Now it makes more sense to me.
So,
there we go.
Yeah, this is the 68th Cannes Film Festival, and we can look for lots of interesting stuff to come out of that.
Are there good news out of Hollywood this week?
Well, Clint Eastwood is circling around a Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill film that's based on the story of Richard Jewell, who was accused in 1996 of being the Atlanta Olympics
just
bomber.
Just a tragic story all the way around.
Yeah, and he was not. He was totally innocent.
And actually saved a lot of lives.
Yeah, and so anyway, it was bad news for him, but it could be an interesting story. Paul Greengrass was attached as the director until last fall, now it looks like Clint Eastwood is considering it, so that could be something interesting in our future. But in our immediate future...
Now?
And now, there's lots of really great stuff that you can see downtown at the Multiplex as well. What We Do in the Shadow ends tonight. Now, this is by the Flight of the Conchord guys, that musical artistic ensemble that has put together a mockumentary in a particularly New Zealand way about vampires who live in a house together. They range in age between 183 and 8,000 years old.
Multi-generational.
Yeah, and they have trouble getting the chores done and bickering at each other. And, of course, they can't see themselves in the mirror and they're fashion challenged. And so... What We Do with the Shadows ends tonight. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. She's Beautiful When She's Angry also ends tonight. And this is the documentary about the women's movement as it's tracked between 1966 and 1971 when Gloria Steinem and Kate Millett and lots of other Bella Abzug were really pushing the envelope of what society considered appropriate, but opening doors in ways that are still beneficial to women and society. So She's Beautiful When She's Angry, again, it ends at the Michigan Theater tonight.
Absolutely, we're seeing, and so is the next one you're going to talk about.
Yeah, The Honey Ground, which we've actually extended twice, and right. It's going to play on April 3rd, April 5th, and April 6th, and it will have its last screening on Monday, April 6th, at the State Theater.
And it really covers an issue that has really come to the fore in both Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and across
two
college
university
campuses
towns.
All over the state.
Absolutely.
And the country.
One in five women are sexually assaulted, and only a fraction of those are reported. There's a scrutiny by the filmmakers Kirby Dick and Amy Zwirling, there's an epidemic system of institutional cover-up, rationalization, victim-blaming, denial that creates a perfect storm of conditions for predators. And
of course, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the Take Back the Night rally and march will take place in Ann Arbor and on the U of M campus tonight. So this kind of all fits in together.
Absolutely. So anyway, a very compelling couple of documentaries there. And then It Follows is currently playing at the State Theater. And this is a Michigan-shot film. The producer lives in Plymouth, Michigan, Rebecca Green, and it's about a young woman, 19-year-old, who should be focusing on boys and weekends and has a kind of, innocent sexual encounter, but it ends up that she's stuck with a demon, a sexually transmitted demon. And it's a very interesting, compelling, and actually quite popular across the country. So go check it out.
This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Russ Collins. And we've covered some things that you still have an opportunity to see. But there's some that haven't been here yet but now are coming.
That's right. Helen Mirren stars in Woman in Gold. And this is about the true story of a woman's... work and success in reclaiming her heritage and seek justice from her family that had a work of art that was stolen by the Nazis, obviously in the 1940s or late 30s during World War II. As she was older, she herself as a child escaped and then worked with an attorney played by Ryan Reynolds and worked through the United States Supreme Court and the Austrian establishment to get this painting back. It's a famous Klimt painting of a young woman that is literally infused with gold color throughout. It was almost a cultural trademark of Vienna and a Vienna art museum, and it was very controversial at the time, but justice prevailed, and Helen Mirren's performance is well-reviewed.
As it always is.
Emma Thompson is featured in and wrote a film called Effie Gray that peers inside the realm of Victorian society.
She really likes period pieces,
doesn't
she?
Yeah, well, she does a good job with them.
She sure
won an Oscar. So it's a true story of a marriage of Effie Gray, who's played by Dakota Fanning, and a renowned art critic. And it's an interesting tale at a time when there was a secret world of unrequited passion and hidden behind the opulence of a public life, and a time when neither divorce nor gay marriage were an option for the individuals involved in this. So go check it out. Emma Thompson is obviously compelling.
Sure.
Greg Wise plays the art critic, and Dakota Fanning plays the young wife.
Another one I'm really looking forward to is the new Ben Stiller movie, While We're Young.
Yeah, directed by Noah Baumbach, who's known for The Squid and the Whale, which starred our local movie star Jeff Daniels, also Greenberg and Frances Ha. And Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts play a couple who are in their 40s, and they've got a cadre of friends, but they become fascinated with this 20-something couple, played by Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried, and they start hanging out with them, and it creates an interesting kind of social dynamic where they're kind of rejecting their friends, but they're going after this younger generation, trying to maintain their youth in a certain way. Noah Baumbach always creates very compelling, especially New York-based drama. So,
and because he's so funny, Ben Stiller, I think, is an underrated actor. He does a variety of
and
things.
And Naomi Watts is
She's
good comedian
good, yeah.
as well. Opening at the multiplex is Furious 7. This has actually been a long delayed film. It was
because of the death of Paul Walker.
Absolutely. Paul Walker, along with Vin Diesel, star, but Paul Walker was killed subsequent to the making of this film. So the release is kind of a memorial to him. And it's about Dominic, played by Vin Diesel, who puts his crew back together after revenge of one of their crew. And, of course, it's all absurd.
And I guess
and
to finish some of the long shots and some of the loop dialogue that they have to do to make movies, they use Paul Walker's brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
To create the voiceovers,
right.
and actually some of the body double things. So anyway, very very compelling, and I'm sure we'll do lots of business. There's some special screenings going on. Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2 are the midnight screenings at the State Theater. So if you're a fan of those, go check those out. On Monday nights, we've been doing this really fabulous noir film series, noir from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and this film is The Big Heat, an unrelenting, brutal crime drama that centers on the streets and a toughened detective seeking vengeance. The Big Heat plays on Monday at 7 o'clock. The Banff Mountain Film Festival, this is something that a lot of people will look forward to.
I'm not familiar with it. What is it?
It's a three-hour festival with thrilling outdoor movies. So outdoor ski movies, outdoor hiking movies, movies that celebrate the outdoors. And this is put together for the Banff Festival that takes place in Canada.
Gotcha.
And it tours around every year. There's a lot of cultural stories, preservation work in terms of natural areas, and adrenaline rushes from some of the stuff that goes on. And this is put on by the UM Outdoor Adventures on Tuesday, April 7th.
Matt Shepard is a friend of mine. It's a documentary that I think is going to provide some compelling content.
Yes, Matt Shepard was the gay young man who was tortured and murdered a few years ago and became a real rallying cry for violence against gay folks that it's just, again, a very, very difficult kind of thing. On Thursday, April 9th, at the State Theater, Matt Shepard is a friend of mine, will play. This is sponsored by React to Film from the University
and
of Michigan.
And admission is free that night.
Yes, yeah. Admission is free. The Imagination Film Festival, which is a bunch of student films from the University of Michigan, is on Thursday. And remember, Cinetopia Film Festival is coming up May, June 5th through 14th. Mark it off on your calendars. Set aside a day or two or three or 10 plan to go to Cinetopia. We've got some great stuff lined up. We'll talk a lot more about that in the weeks to come.
And if I were a betting man, we will hear a lot more about that in the weeks to come.
Yes, some very exciting stuff being
lined up. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Cannes Film Festival.